When I perform this exercise in 3D using Schrödinger virtual modeling software, I was surprised at how good the fit was. In PowerPoint, we can only move in two dimensions, yet the fit is still pretty good. We have thus determined that these two tetramers have a definite spatial relationship to one another, although we cannot yet take advantage of that to define a direction for DNA chains to travel. We will be able to do that, however, after the next step. It's now time to look at the histone equatorial plane.